რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
19 საათია თბილისის დროით, მოისმენთ ახალი ამბების მორიგი გამოშვება, რომელსაც პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობა ლიკლიკაძე გაგაცნობთ. თავდაპირველად მოკლედ დღის უმთავრეს ახალ ამბებზე. ლიბიის სასამართლომ სასიკვდილო განაჩენი შეუფარდა მუამარ კადაფის შვილს. თურქეთი და შეერთებული შტატები ისლამური სახელმწიფოსაგან უსაფრთხო საზღვარს შექმნიან. შეერთებული შტატები აცხადებს, რომ რუსეთი კვლავ აღვივებს კონფლიქტს უკრაინაში. საქართველოს თავდაცვის მინისტრი თინა ახილაშვილი აღმაშფოთებელს უწოდებს უპასუხისმგებლოდ შესრულებულ სამშენებლო ტენდერებს სამხედრო ნაწილებში. ლიბიის სასამართლომ 28 ივლისს სასიკვდილო განაჩენი მიუსაჯა ქვეყნის ყოფილი პრეზიდენტის მუამარ კადაფის შვილს საიაფ ალ-ისლამს, რომელიც დამნაშავედ იქნა ცნობილი ომის გაღვივებასა და 2011 წლის სამშვიდობო აქციის დარბევაში, რასაც საყოველთაო აჯანყება და კადაფის მმართველობის დასასრული მოხვა. სასამართლო განაჩენი ტრიპოლის ციხეში ალ-ისლამის დაუსრულებლად გამოცხადდა. სადამ ჰუსეინის შვილი 4 წელია ზინთანის რეგიონში ერთ-ერთი ამბოხებული ჯგუფის ტყვეობაში იმყოფება. თურქეთის ენერგეტიკის სამინისტროს ინფორმაციით, წუხელ სამხრეთ აღმოსავლეთ თურქეთში გამავალი ირან-თურქეთის დამაკავშირებელი გასადენი ააფეთქეს. შემთხვევა ირანის საზღვრიდან 15 კილომეტრით დაშორებულ აგრის პროვინციაში მოხდა და წინასწარი ინფორმაციით აფეთქების უკან ქურთი მეამბოხეები უნდა იდგნენ. თურქეთის სახელმწიფო კომპანია ბოთასი უკვე შეუდგა დაზიანებული მილსადენის აღდგენას. 2600 კილომეტრის სიგრძის გასადენი წარსულშიც არაერთხელ გამხდარა პეკაკას მეამბოხეთა სამიზნე. შეერთებული შტატები და თურქეთის შეთანხმებთან ერთობლივი ძალით გაწმინდონ ექსტრემისტული ორგანიზაცია ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლებისაგან თურქეთის საზღვრის მიმდებარე ტერიტორიან, გადაუჭრან ექსტრემისტებს მომარაგების გზები და შექმნან თავისუფალი ზონა ათასობით სირიელი დევნილისათვის. აღნიშნული გადაწყვეტილების ფონია თურქეთის მიერ გასულ კვირაში ჩატარებული უპრეცედენტო სამხედრო ოპერაცია, რითაც ანკარა ჩაერთო ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წინააღმდეგ საომარ კამპანიაში. რუსეთის ქმედება უკრაინაში არაპროგნოზირებადი და უპასუხისმგებლოა, განაცხადა შეერთებული შტატების ელჩმა უკრაინაში ჯეფრი პაეტმა და დასწინა, რომ უკრაინა ევროპის ფრონტის ხაზია თავისუფლებისათვის ბრძოლაში. 28 ივლისს ჟურნალისტებთან საუბარში ამერიკელმა დიპლომატმა მოუწოდა რუსეთსა და აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მოქმედ პრორუსულად განწყობილ სეპარატისტებს, რათა დაიცვან მინსკის სამშვიდობო შეთანხმება და გაიყვანონ რუსეთის სამხედრო შეიარაღება უკრაინის ტერიტორიიდან. რუსეთი ხმას მისცემს გაეროს უსაფრთხოების საბჭოს რეზოლუციის წინააღმდეგ, რომელიც აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მალაიზიური სამგზავრო ბოინგის ჩამოვარდნის შესახებ საერთაშორისო ტრიბუნალის შექმნას ითვალისწინებს. ამის თაობაზე ორშაბათს განაცხადა გაეროში რუსეთის მუდმივმა წარმომადგენელმა ვიტალი ჩურკინმა. მისი სიტყვებით, იმ შემთხვევაში დოკუმენტი უსაფრთხოების საბჭოს წევრი ქვეყნებიდან 9 აუცილებელ ხმას მიიღებს, მაშინ რუსეთის დელეგაცია ვეტოს უფლებით ისარგებლებს. კენჭის ხაზე პროექტის გატანა 4 შაბათსაა დაგეგმილი. ცნობები საქართველოდან. თავდაცვის მინისტრი თინა ხიდაშელი, რომელიც ჟურნალისტთა მცირე ჯგუფთან ერთად განაგზობს დასავლეთ საქართველოში განლაგებული სამხედრო ბაზების დათვალიერებას, აცხადებს, რომ სამშენებლო კომპანიების მიერ შეარაღებული ძალებისათვის აშენებული ობიექტების უმეტესი ნაწილი უხარისხოთაა შესრულებული. მინისტრმა მოუწოდა ყველა ბიზნესმენს და კომპანიას, რომელიც თავდაცვის სამინისტროსთან მუშაობს, შეასრულონ საკუთარი ვალდებულება. წინააღმდეგ შემთხვევაში იძულებული ვიქნებით, რომ ერთის მხრივ კანონმდებლობით გათვალისწინებული ყველა ზომა გამოვიყენოთ, რათა ზარალი ანაზღაურდეს და საბოლოო ჯამში მიიღოთ ის შედეგი, რაზეც თავის დროზე ტენდერი იყო გამოცხადებული. მეორე მხრივ კი ამ კომპანიებთან დაკავშირებით შევესტებით სანქციები გავატაროთ, თუ განაცხადა საქართველოს თავდაცვის მინისტრმა. ესპანეთის სამეფოში საქართველოს და ევროკავშირის შორის ასოცირების შეთანხმების რატიფიცირება დასრულდა. რატიფიცირების ბოლო პროცესის ბოლო ეტაპი იყო ესპანეთის მეფე ფილიპე მეოთხის მიერ ივლისის შუარიცხვებში დოკუმენტზე ხელმოწერის დასმა, რაც ოფიციალურად ბრიუსელს 28 ივლისს ეცნობა. ამ დროისათვის საქართველოს ევროკავშირთან ასოცირების შეთანხმება უკვე 24 ქვეყანას აქვს რატიფიცირებული. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო დეპარტამენტმა მსოფლიოს მასშტაბით ადამიანთა ვაჭრობის ტრაფიკინგის წინააღმდეგ სახელმწიფოების მიერ განხორციელებული ღონისძიებების შესახებ ანგარიში გამოაქვეყნა. როგორც იუსტიციის სამინისტროზე დაყრდნობით წერენ მედია საშუალებები, დოკუმენტში ხაზგასმულია, რომ საქართველოში ტრაფიკინგის წინააღმდეგ ბრძოლის კუთხით საკმაოდ მნიშვნელოვანი პროგრესია მიღწეული. თქვენ მოისმენთ რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our show. Requests and dedications coming your way for the next hour. This is Border Crossings. Our phones are now open. Zoe is here for her last week on the job, and you can call and make your request and speak to Zoe if you want. 202-619-2077. That's our phone number, so give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll start it off with a request from Yahya Abubakar, and this is a song which is talking about our weather as the temperature rises. Here's Sean Paul on Border Crossings.
The girl them skill arty, Sandra Paul, some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty, baby girl, I'm a girl, Sandra Paul say. Well, I'm on the way, the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh-oh, because the girl, them broke out from the floor. From your door, wanna walk this performer. From your door, wanna man, where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, nah, eat no yam, no steam fish, nah, no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, I'm on the way, the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh-oh, pump exposed and girl, you got the chest out. But you know we're soft, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for make you de-stress out. Me have a plan to become a God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to contest out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is to my test out. Well, I'm on the way, the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. I'm crazy now, this straight drop it and a Bridget and flavor show. Ooh, ooh. Time to make baby now, so stop boy like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I'm a fit and fat, not greedy, yo. Ooh, ooh. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. A brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk it right here, just park it right here. Keep it undercover. Come and love how you're fitting on your blouse and your fatting on your jeans. I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, I'm on the way, the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. To the girl, them broke out from the floor. From your door, I walk this performer. From your door, I'm on work, can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, nah, eat no yam, no steam fish, nah, no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, I'm on the way, the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
And it's a temperature on the rise, getting warmer and warmer, and in some parts of the world, getting cooler and cooler. That's Sean Paul, the king of dance hall music from Jamaica, request from Yahya Abubakar, and the current song, Cheerleader, from Omi, which is number one, marks the first time since 2003 that a Jamaican artist appeared on the Billboard Top 10. And the last one to do it was Sean Paul with a song called Get Busy. Although if you like reggae music, about a year ago, Magic came out with a song called Rude that was a number one hit. But as far as Jamaican artists go, it was 2003. Sean Paul was on the top 10 from Billboard. And speaking of that, Ray will be in a few minutes to tell us what's going on this week's Billboard chart. I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to Melanie in Kuwait, who said she had a very hard day at work today, and she's listening to Border Crossings. Tete Noble Bright says, take me home, Larry. Josephine is tuned into our show. The Solomonates Shetu Asfa is tuned in. Mekuanint Legesi, Abnet Guta, Annabelle Moreno, Phila Dot, Lord Oji, Clement are all listening to Border Crossings right now and enjoying the show. And also heard from Hymenot, Augustino. We heard from Al Moasher Real Estate. Okay, well, hello to everybody at Al Moasher Real Estate. Solomon Augustrush is listening. Edwin Al Grande, Alex Chris is tuned in. Steven Samsonic Samson is tuned in. Zechu Demi is listening as well. So hello to everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Coming up, a request from John Albert, who is in Ethiopia, tuned into the show for several years, but this is the first request for John Albert. And it's for a 24-year-old American Idol champion. He won a few years ago. His name is Philip Phillips. And back in January, he said that he couldn't wait to get out of his American Idol contract. Couldn't wait to get out of the contract with a company called 19 Entertainment, because they were holding him down. And they were taking a large percentage of all of his earnings and proceeds. And they kind of dictated what he could and couldn't do and where he could and couldn't go. And he said, as an artist, you don't like that kind of restriction. It kind of holds you down. He's 24. He's dealt with kidney issues his entire life and had surgery earlier this year for kidney stones. His latest album's called Behind the Light. But we're going to play a song from Philip Phillips, which was one of his first hits after winning American Idol. Here you go, John Albert. This is Going Home for You.
As we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down. Trouble, it might drag you down. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone,
Border Crossing's Philip Phillips home. His former home, American Idol, going away. It's going to disappear after January. That's what they say. But then again, you never know. It might come up on one of the other networks because, you know, now TV's got 300 networks.
It's possible, but it just seems like American Idol's time is coming gone.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame because if you look at the track record, American Idol has produced more success stories than any other music contest show in the U.S. So
that's true.
Who knows?
Hey,
we shall see.
You know, I watched it for the first 5 years religiously. It was it was a tastemaker.
Right.
It produced the stars.
And then when Paula Abdul left, you left.
That's it. You know, yeah. I miss Paula.
That's why there's a poster of Paula in your office. All right, you're listening to Ray McDonald, who's here on our program, Border Crossings, to join us with Chart Chat. That means it's Tuesday, and as we always do on Tuesdays, we look at the week's hottest hits on the Billboard charts.
And unfortunately, Paula Abdul is missing from this week's chart, but I'm going to try and forge ahead anyway. Up at number one for a second straight week is the possible song of the summer, Cheerleader by Omi. I mean, it's facing some competition, but this song just has that great summery vibe. And I have a few facts about Omi that you might not know, and we'll take a closer look after Cheerleader.
Motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. Always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She evolves like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
The number one song in the U.S. for a second straight week, Cheerleader by Omi. And so many of the best songs, or the most popular songs, are simple. They have simple melodies that everybody can, you know, hum to themselves. And Omi says he woke up one morning humming the melody. He says it was like a little children's song that he was humming to himself. And this was back in 2008. This song's been around for a while. It came out in 2012 in Jamaica. It was a hit there. It was a minor hit in Hawaii. And then in 2014, a German producer named Felix Jahn gave it the remix that we have and that has gone to number one all over the world. And as far as his name goes, you know, his real name is Omar. You touched on this. His real name is Omar, but his late father gave him the nickname Omi. And he says in his travels, he's found that Omi also means grandmother in German.
Wow.
And Germany was one of the countries where Cheerleader went to number one.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were mentioning Song of Summer, and it's very interesting. I don't know if that's a good thing or not a good thing, because, I mean, you know, they were saying that this summer's going to hurt, Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Song of Summer. This is the first time that a Maroon 5 hasn't reached the top five in 4 years.
Right.
With that particular song.
It could almost be the curse of expectations.
Yes.
Placed
on but Cheerleader, that's just taken everybody by storm. And like I mentioned a little while ago, you know, Sean Paul was the last Jamaican to be on the Billboard top five.
That was 9 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Long time has passed.
Well, Omi is going to try and extend that run. He says he's working on his full-length debut album. It should be out this North American autumn. And he says it's going to have a lot of variety. He says, don't expect, you know, 15 cheerleaders. I know, 15 cheerleaders sounds great, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, I was expecting 15 cheerleaders.
I don't know if we could fit them all in the studio here, but we can try.
We'll find some room.
Moving along quickly. Our next song is the Hotshot debut in 80th place, which, you know, may not bode well for its chart success, but it's a big deal anyway, because it's by Eminem and Gwen Stefani. It's called Kings Never Die. It's from the movie soundtrack Southpaw, and I have some interesting facts for you on this song, and we're going to check them out after Kings Never Die.
Drumming. In the trumpet, someone's trying to summon someone. I know something's coming, but I'm running from it. To be standing at the summit and plummet, how come it wasn't what I thought it was? Was it too good to be true? Have nothing, get it all, but too much of it, then lose it again. Did I swallow hallucinogens? Cause if not, where the hell did it go? Cause here I sit and lose it to sin by the touch of it, just choosing to sin. Even if it means I'm selling my soul just to be the undisputed again. Do whatever I gotta do just to win, cause I got this whole smoky cloud over my head, crown around it. Stones on it, cracks in it, bunch of morons in it. Think I'd be back, did you have out that I'm somehow now back to the underdog, but no matter how loud that I park, this corner something I never bow out at. I complain about the game, I shout and I pout, it's a love hate, but I found out that I can move a mountain of doubt, even when you get just to count me out, and I appear to be down for the count. Only time I ever been out and about is driving around town with my public whereabouts in a doubt, cause I've been lost trying to figure what I did to get here, but I'm not a quitter, gotta get up, give it all, I gotta give up. Spit on shit, I stepped on, I kept going, I'm trying to be headstrong, but it feels like I slept on my neck wrong. Cause you're moving on to the next, but it's a respect gone. Cause someone told me that
kings never die.
Don't give me that sob story lie. Don't preach to the choir. You ain't never even had a reason to fire to dig deep. Nobody ever handed me shit for life, not even a flyer. Wouldn't even take shit into consideration. Obliterate anyone in the way. I think I see why a lot of rappers get on these features and try to show out on a track with me. But it actually has to be a fucking glow out to get me to retire. Tell these new artists that kings never die. I know shit has changed in this age. Fuck a Twitter page. Did it to say I've been upstage? Why am I online? It's driving me crazy. I'm riding shotgun trying to get a gauge. I'm on top, but I'm not gonna conform. But it's stay passing this speech. In opinion's way, I can hear him say. If I stay passionate, maybe I can stay J. Miraculous. Come back as if I went away. But these tracks just say,
so
the renegade, someone's gonna make me blow my composure. Here I go again, to the stage, and I feel like I'm in a cage.
Like someone a champion of all, it's the wonder why I laugh, Luke. Cause why can't we win them all?
So, what these cynics say,
it's a ghost that showed me. Putting my backs against the wall, and I'm under attack again. And I'll act as if I'm posed up
with the spin of rage, cause
all these plaques in my office on the floor, stacked against the door. Are they just metaphors for the odds of me coming back again? Cause all the accomplishments, accolades, awards, and trophies just don't mean jack anymore. Cause I'm here today and go tomorrow, and I'm not gonna be
here to stay, even when I'm gone. When I close my eyes through the passage of time,
I want it, I'm coming to get it. So you son of a bitch, you throw up, you're gonna get ridiculed. Critics will end up in critical thinking. This is dope, or you're gonna get it smoked. And I ain't stopping till I'm on top again, all alone and on a throne, like a token of respect or a homage poem or an ode. I've been old, tossed in the air by my own arm and lung so hard it broke my collarbone.
And when it's mine, time to go.
berserk, deacon of words, syllable genius at work. Plus I'm thinking the third, mistaking my kindness for weakness, still it with meanness. I win some kind of milk and farina, and flipping burgers on the grill for subpoenas. The cure is to arenas, call me cure arenas. Still appeal to the dreamers. I made it to the silver screen, but Rocky still with the Themis. Khalil on the beat, cause making the beat ain't the same. Feeling to me is killing the beat, is so fulfilling to me is what filling the seat is. That sound bombing, thirsting how common underground, down in deep, outside of stomach ground, thriving of hunger, out rhyming everyone. God, just give me one shot. Swear that I won't let you down. I'm gonna be around forever in the day, even in the ground. You ain't never ever gonna hear me say I ain't
here to stay. Even when I'm gone, when I close my eyes through the passage of time, kings never die.
You know, it's nice to hear the voice of Gwen Stefani again. I'm glad she's back recording. I kind of missed her. That's Kings Never Die by Eminem and Gwen Stefani. It's the Hot Shot debut this week on the Hot 100 at number 80. And this was actually a request. Larry handed me a song request by Sene Alex Shady in Ethiopia. His real name is Sene Alemnu. But I can tell, Sene, you are a big Eminem fan. And they're... there you go. We're honoring your request for Kings Never Die from the Southpaw soundtrack. This is one of four Eminem songs on the soundtrack. This is Eminem and Gwen Stefani's first collaboration, and it's Gwen's first featured role in a song since 2005 when she did Can I Have It Like That with Pharrell Williams. I didn't know this. Eminem was going to star in Southpaw when the movie was first announced in December 2010. And I can see that. You know, I can see him as a boxer. But he postponed the project and then he dropped out entirely. And now he just has a musical role. And of course, Jake Gyllenhaal took it over. And Larry, you tell me that you saw the movie last weekend.
Yeah, I went to the film and took my 16-year-old daughter, which may or may not be a wise thing to do in a film like
this.
We'll
discuss that with a therapist.
but it was an interesting film. There was just a lot of things that didn't surprise me. You know, you kind of, Rocky set the standard of, you know, the relationship that he had with his wife and with the child involved. And so there's a lot of similarities in this film as well.
Yeah, with a boxing movie, there's only so much you can do. And Rocky, as you say, set the standard. That was the template for boxing movies.
But, you know, it's the hot movie that's out now for the younger generation. So we'll see how it does.
Okay, number 80, Hot Shot debut on the Hot 100. We'll keep an eye on it, and we'll see if it moves any higher.
May or may not. I don't know. I like Gwen Stefani, and I'm glad, you know, the Eminem collaboration kind of threw me when I heard about it. Mm-hmm. And in the film, you don't hear Gwen. You just hear Eminem, you know, doing the song. I didn't hear much Gwen in the movie. And it comes at a part of the film when he wins a big match. He's going into a big, big fight near the end, and that's when you hear this particular song. So, there you go.
All right. Well, there you go, my man.
Do you have another song? Are you doing another one or no?
I could hit you with another song.
Hit me with another song.
Okay, I'm going to
hit me with my best shot. Hit me.
It's called Classic Man by Jidenna. It moves from 30 to 27.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM Ashvididot.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM Haduriotiev Chors.
Ყოველ დღე 24 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9:00-იან სომხურ პროგრამას.
Ამენ ორ თბილისი ჟამანაკოვ 22:05-ից მინჩევ 22:30-ը ძეზ ենք առաջարկում ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը.
Լսեք մեզ 104.4 հաճախականությամբ.
Գույս մինեք ყოველ დღე FM Ashvidida 4 Radio Tavisupleba.
So cold, I cool like that.
Jidenna with Classic Man, moving from 30 to 27 on this week's Hot 100 list. His name is Jidenna Theodore Mobison. He's from Wisconsin. He has an American mother and a Nigerian father. He graduated from Stanford University in California with a Bachelor of Arts in Comparative Studies in Race and Ethnicity. He's signed to Wonderland Records, which is operated by one of my favorite artists, Janelle Monae. I just think the world of her, and apparently she thinks highly of Jidenna, because she gave him a shot.
And he took it, and so there he is on the charts. Where'd you say he was right now at this point on the charts?
He's moving up in 27th place. The video, the video came out 2 weeks ago, and there's also a remix featuring Kendrick Lamar. And, of course, Kendrick is chart gold right now. So he was, you know, his presence, I think, has given it a little bit of a shove. So, yeah, we'll see where Classic Man ends up. And I'm sure that Jidenna is preparing more songs for us. He's going to be on a Wonderland Records EP that's coming out in mid-August. And we'll probably see an album from him at some point.
Well, being at 27 is pretty impressive. Top 30. That's that's nice for your first song.
He has three songs out. He's got a song called Long Live the Chief, and he also does a duet with Janelle Monae called Yoga.
All right. Very interesting. Well, thank you, Ray McDonald, for coming in and gracing us with your presence and giving
us
latest chart information. And you can be heard on the VOA One network with the Billboard Top 20 Countdown every week.
Billboard Top 20 Countdown out every Thursday on VOA One. And you can also find it on my Twitter feed, Ray on the Hits.
All right. Thank you very much.
See you
next Tuesday. This is Border Crossings. Back to the requests. And Amlaki Digafi wants me to play this song for everybody in Beltsville, Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Beltsville. Beltsville, Maryland. This is Imagine from John Lennon.
No hell below us. To hang out getting wasted. I thought about our last kiss, how it felt, the way you tasted. And even though your friends tell me you're doing fine, are you somewhere feeling lonely even though he's right beside you? When he says those words hurt you, do you read the ones I wrote you? Sometimes I start to wonder, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made, I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about this. The way it felt to fall asleep next to you, and the memories that never can escape, 'cause I'm not fine at all.
The pictures that you sent me, they're still living in my phone. I'll admit I like to see them, I'll admit I feel alone. And all my friends keep asking why I'm not around. It hurts to know you're happy, yeah, it hurts that you moved on. It's hard to hear your name when I haven't seen you in so long. It's like we never happened, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all. Twisted dream, I'd hold you closer than I ever did before, and you'd never slip away, and you'd never hear me say. I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face, and the dreams you left behind, you didn't.
Crossings and a song request for 5 Seconds of Summer. It's Amnesia, which was a big hit from them earlier this year. They have a new single, which is just released. In fact, came out this past week. She's Kinda Hot. That's a brand new song, and they're going to perform that live on the Teen Choice Award show at the end of August. August 30th is the date for the Teen Choice show. They are nominated for 5 awards, 5 Seconds of Summer. That's a request from Wubashet Ayelu Wubashet, who's listening to Border Crossings and enjoying the sounds of 5 Seconds of Summer. I want to say hello to J.C. Saul, who's in Ethiopia listening to Border Crossings, and Joseph from Nigeria, Ella and Sue and Fel Bell, Wesley. We heard from Al-Haji in Ghana, and Muhammad Yusuf, who posted a photo on my Facebook page while he, I think it's him, who is drawing. It may not be him, but it's there's an artist in the photo drawing the city skyline of New York. And this is an amazing drawing. Absolutely amazing. The detail, the artwork, it's a black and white. And I'm not sure if he's doing this with chalk or what he's doing with. It looks like he's got a pencil, a stencil or something. But gorgeous. You can see the Empire State Building. You see all the harbor and the boats and the docks and the office buildings, the skyline of New York City. So, Muhammad, thank you for sharing that photo. Also want to say hi to some other folks who checked in on my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Augustino sent me a nice message. Solomon is listening and made a request from Ghana. Edwin El Grande, Mawikya Raymond Gideon is listening to Border Crossings. Aditha Pratik in India shared some sad news. She said, here in India, we are mourning the death of former president, renowned scientist, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, who was an inspiration for millions of students around the country and hailed as the Missile Man of India. It's a black day for us in India. Heard from Saidu Muhammad Ali, ZK Fekadu or Fekadu in Ethiopia. Samari Deligan Osho, who's listening to Border Crossings on Shagar FM 102.1. Abnet Gupta and Frank Ojukwu are tuned into our show. Yabu Smart and Henry is listening as well. A lot of people sending me messages. Samuel Fikru sent a nice message. Skario Kuji is also listening to us in Ghana. And Magdalene is joining us as well. So hello to everybody in Ethiopia, and maybe hello to President Barack Obama, who I understand is in Ethiopia. All right, coming up next on Border Crossings, a request from Steven Samsonic Samson from Zimbabwe, and he wants me to play this Grammy Award-winning song from Tracy Chapman's collection for Grace, who's listening to the show. This is Fast Car on Border Crossings.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights, day out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights, day out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
But I don't care for gold. What use is money when you need someone to hold? Don't have direction, I'm just rolling down this road, waiting for you to bring me in from out the cold. You'll never know the endless night, the rhyming of the rain, or how it feels to fall behind, and what you call his name. Pick up and leave everything. Don't you see what I can bring? Can't keep this beating heart at bay. Set my bandmates out free. I will give you all of me. Just leave.
Feels the
Crossings, and you know that voice, don't you? That's Sam Smith, and that is Leave Your Lover for Me, and that's a request from Chani Chan Hope. And thank you, Chani Chan, for tuning in to Border Crossings and requesting that Sam Smith song. Sam's lost some weight, probably because he wasn't eating well for a while after throat surgery, so it was a liquid diet, and that'll do it to you. That'll make you lose weight. So there's a Sam Smith who has just announced that he is going to collaborate with Disclosure again. Back in 2012, they recorded Latch, which was a huge hit. And so he's going to do something else with Disclosure. And they've got a song already planned called Omen. So there you go. A little Sam Smith news for you here on this Tuesday. I'm Larry London. I want to say hello to Clement in Nigeria, Azeb Ted, who's listening, Adrian Mulumba, who is in South Africa, and Joburg tuned into the show. Buy a donkey. Hi, Adrian. Thanks for joining us. And Edward also listening to Border Crossings. They took a look at a video I just put up and also read a news story I just put up on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. If you want the latest on the death of Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston's daughter, I have posted the latest news from Reuters right there on the Facebook page so you can read all about it. Apparently they did an autopsy on her, and so far the details are slow to be released on what they found in the autopsy surgery post-mortem. But anyway, thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. We're glad you're here on a Tuesday. The phones are open, 202-619-2077. You can always email bordercrossings@voa.gov, or you can send a tweet to BCVOA at twitter.com, or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up next, Kylie Minogue, who is in her 40s, right around 46. She says she hasn't given up on being a mother, even if it means adopting a child. She said it worked for Madonna and Angelina Jolie. Why not her? So here's Kylie Minogue for Ivan in Croatia, and please stay. Crossings, and it's Kylie Minogue from Australia. And there's a rumor in Grazia magazine, which is a popular magazine in London, like a tabloid, and it is that Kylie is secretly dating Chris Martin. Ooh, who knows? Who knows? Tabloids, you never know. Isn't he involved with Jennifer Lawrence? I'm not sure. But one thing is for sure, Kylie has told friends close to her that she is working on a Christmas album. This will be her first album in a year. Last year, she released an album called Kiss Me Once, and it did not do well. She was dropped by a record company after the album failed to produce the results they were hoping. But now she's working on her 13th album, which is a Christmas album. And apparently, she's also revealed that she has been working with Elton John on a song that's being produced by Nile Rodgers. So there you have it. The latest on Kylie Minogue. I'm Larry London. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings today. Thanks to Greg, our engineer, and Vince, our producer, director, and also Zoe, who's been on the phones during her last week here at the Voice of America. I'm Larry London, and I'll catch you again tomorrow at 1500 Universal with requests and dedications here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველ დღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит Радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველ დღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.